This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an emotional appeal to Israel for military help against Russia's invasion of his country. In a video address to Israeli lawmakers Sunday, President Zelensky compared the invasion to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. He accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to carry out a final solution against Ukraine, using the Nazi term for its planned genocide of 6 million Jews during that time. Zelensky, who himself is Jewish, also noted that a Russian missile slammed into the spot of a notorious Nazi massacre in 1941 that now hosts Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial. Zelensky said it was time for Israel to finally take sides, telling lawmakers it should follow its Western allies by imposing sanctions and providing arms to Ukraine. His frequent references to the Holocaust drew an angry condemnation from Israel's National Holocaust Memorial, which said Zelensky was trivializing the Holocaust. Israel has emerged as a key mediator between Ukraine and Russia. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that hundreds of people turned out Sunday in the central Ukrainian town of Enerhodar to protest the detention of its deputy mayor, Ivan Samoydychuk. His son told CNN that about 30 minutes after the rally began, a military vehicle with five or six Russian soldiers arrived. He said they tried to detain two people, but the protesters resisted. The mayor's son added that immediately afterward, an armored personnel carrier accompanied by several dozen Russian soldiers arrived at the rally site to break up the protest. And the first units deploying the Patriot air defense system has started arriving from NATO partner countries in Slovakia, and the deployment will continue in the coming days, Slovakia's defense minister said on Facebook Sunday. The system will be operated by German and Dutch troops and will initially be deployed in an airport in central Slovakia to help reinforce defense of NATO's eastern flank. This is VOA News. Officials with the Biden administration have told Reuters that it has formally determined that violence committed against the Rohingya minority by Myanmar's military amounts to genocide and crimes against humanity. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will announce the decision on Monday at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, which currently features an exhibit on the plight of the Rohingya. It comes nearly 14 months after Blinken took office and pledged to conduct a new review of the violence. Myanmar's armed forces launched a military operation in 2017 that forced at least 730,000 of the mainly Muslim Rohingya from their homes and into neighboring Bangladesh, where they recounted incidents of mass murder, rape, and arson. Myanmar's military seized power from the country's democratically elected government last year. Advocates say the administration's decision should bolster efforts to hold the junta accountable. U.S. President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, will face sharp questions from Republican lawmakers this coming week about the work she did as a public defender representing four Guantanamo Bay detainees. Some Republicans say Jackson has a record of what they say is defending terrorists, and they plan to raise questions about it at her Senate hearings that begin Monday. But some prominent Republicans have previously defended those who represented Guantanamo detainees, saying ensuring everyone has access to a lawyer is a fundamental part of the American legal system. Jackson has written that under the ethics rule that apply to lawyers, an attorney has a duty to represent her clients zealously, no matter their own views. Repeating our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an emotional appeal to Israel for military help against Russia's invasions of his country. In a video address to Israeli lawmakers Sunday, President Zelensky compared the invasion to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. He accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to carry out a final solution against Ukraine, using the Nazi term for its planned genocide of 6 million Jews during that time. Zelensky, who is also Jewish, also noted that a Russian missile slammed into a spot of a notorious Nazi massacre that in 1941 that now hosts Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.